Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building something that really matters. If you want old-school flavor, drum and bass to hit with authority, we're making a bass line with swing, attitude, and movement in Ableton Live 12, but we're keeping the low end tight, mono and club ready. The goal is not to make a generic wobble loop. The goal is to make a bass phrase that feels like it belongs under a proper jungle edit, a roller, or a darker retro D&B drop. And that balance is the whole game here. In D&B, the bass has to do two things at once. It needs to carry weight, but it also needs to dance with the break. If the low end gets too wide, too busy, or too clever, the kick and snare lose their pocket. If it's too plain, the groove feels flat. So we're aiming for that sweet spot where the bass feels human, slightly lazy, slightly urgent, and totally locked to the drums. Start with the drums first. Loop your break and your main kick and snare pattern for 8 or 16 bars before you even think too hard about the bass. Let the rhythm breathe on its own. The break is your guide. In old school D&B, the bass should answer the drum phrasing, not fight it. So listen for where the snare lands with the most authority, and leave those spaces open at first. Here's a really useful check. Mute the bass for a moment and ask yourself, does the drum groove still move? If it doesn't, fix the drums before you complicate the bass. That's a very important mindset in this style. The bass line is not there to rescue a weak break. It's there to amplify a strong one. Now write a simple MIDI phrase with intention. Don't start by filling every gap. Start with short notes and deliberate silence. A strong old-school bass idea often begins with a root note that holds a little longer at the top of the bar, then a late answer note, then a pickup before the snare, and then space again. That call and response feel is classic. It's musical, it's DJ-friendly, and it leaves room for the drums to breathe. You can think of it like this. The bass says something, the snare answers, and the space between them becomes part of the groove. That's why this works in D&B. The rhythm is not coming from constant note density. It's coming from tension, release, and the way the bass phrases against the break. If you want a more classic swing feel, keep the phrase simple and sparse. If you want a slightly more modern roller pressure, you can add a few more notes, but keep them rhythmically offset and don't fill every hole. Less can absolutely be more here. In fact, a lot of old-school swing disappears the moment the line becomes too helpful. Now split the bass into two layers. This is the workflow move that really makes the sound work in a proper system. First, build the sub-layer. Keep it boring in the best possible way. Use a clean instrument in Ableton like Operator, Wave Eatable, or Analog and aim for a sine or very clean wave. Keep it mono. Put utility on it and set the width to zero if needed. That sub is the floor. It should sit dead center, steady, and confident. A simple chain can be enough here. EQ8 if you need a low-pass cleanup, utility for mono discipline, maybe a touch of saturator for a little warmth, and only use compression if the note lengths are inconsistent. But don't overwork it. The sub should feel stable, not dramatic. What to listen for here? The sub should be clear even on a small speaker, and it should stay solid when the break gets busy. If it starts sounding fuzzy or wide, you've gone too far. If the low end feels like it's wandering, tighten the note lengths and simplify the source. Next comes the mid-bass, and this is where the personality lives. This layer can have the Reese character, the grit, the movement, the menace. Use something a little richer in tone, like Wave Eatable or Operator with some detune and harmonic content. But be careful, this layer is not responsible for the true bottom end. Its job is movement, not weight. A good stock device chain might be something like a synth, then saturator, then auto filter, then EQ8. You can add a tiny bit of chorus ensemble if it stays above the low end, but don't let the stereo image get messy down low. High pass the mid layer somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz depending on the sound, so the sub owns the floor completely. And here's the important part. Make the mid layer feel alive without making it too bright or too wide. A subtle detune, a controlled amount of saturation, and a filter that moves over the phrase can give you all the motion you need. If the sound gets harsh, try cutting a little around in upper mids instead of just turning it down. If it feels too polite, a little saturation often helps more than brute force distortion. Now let's talk swing, because this is where the old school feel really comes together. Don't rely only on groove quantize. Use your grid as a guide, then nudge specific notes by hand. Keep the first note close to the pocket. Push the answer note a touch late if you want drag. Bring a pickup a touch early if you want lift into the snare. Leave some notes exactly on the grid so the phrase still feels deliberate. What to listen for? If the line feels stiff, your answer notes are probably too perfect. If it feels drunk, you've probably moved too many notes off the grid and the break has lost its authority. You want breathing room, not sloppiness. Usually just a few milliseconds is enough to change the feel. Also pay close attention to note length. This is one of the most overlooked parts of bassline design. In old-school inspired DNB, some notes should be clipped. Some should be medium length, and a few should hold a little longer to anchor the phrase. You can shape that with MIDI note lengths and with your amp envelope on the synth. Keep the attack quick, but not clicky. Keep the release short enough that the bass stays articulate. A good rule here is that the onset should have weight, and the tail should have attitude. Not a pad, not a wash, just a confident bass note that says exactly what it needs to say and gets out of the way. Once the main two-bar idea is working, loop it and build the arrangement around a larger phrase. Don't let one static loop carry the entire drop. That's a fast way to make the track feel unfinished. Instead, create variation every 4 or 8 bars. You can do this very simply. Remove one note. Add one pickup. Lift one response note up an octave for a single hit. Open the filter a little by the end of the phrase. Even one small change can make the second half feel like a progression instead of a copy. For a first drop, keep the phrase more contained. For the second half, let it open slightly or add a more urgent version of the same idea. That's a big part of DJ-friendly arranging too. The listener should feel where the section resets. The bass line should help signal that shape. If you're building a first drop and second drop evolution, don't just make the bass louder. Change its relationship to the drums. That can be a little more syncopation, a different note placement, a one-bar octave lift, or a slightly dirtier print of the same phrase. Now check the bass with the full drums, not in solo. This is where good sounds can become bad arrangements if the balance is off. Listen for whether the kick still punches through, whether the snare keeps its edge, and whether the low mids are muddying the groove. A lot of the time, if a DNB bass line feels heavy but unclear, the problem is not that you need more bass. It's usually that there's too much going on between 100 and 400 Hz. That area can cloud the kick, hide the snare body, and make the whole drop feel smaller. So if needed, carve a little room in the mid-bass with EQ8. Keep the sub clean. Keep the mid-layer disciplined. Keep the center strong. If the bass sounds huge in headphones, but weak on a club system, that's often a sign that you've built too much width and not enough center weight. In this genre, the low end has to translate. Mono sub, focused mid-movement, and enough space for the drums to breathe. That's the formula. Once the rhythm and filter motion are working, print the mid-layer to audio if it helps you move faster. This is a really smart old-school workflow. Audio lets you chop a response note, reverse a tail, duplicate a hit for a fill, or create a tiny pickup before the next bar. It turns the bass from a live patch into arrangement material, and that can speed up the next wave of creative decisions a lot. A lot of producers wait too long to commit, but if the line is already speaking clearly, bouncing it to audio can give you more control, not less. Especially in DNB, where the bass often needs to interact with the drums like a chopped phrase rather than a fixed synth part. From there, use automation with restraint. A small cutoff rise over 4 or 8 bars can be enough. A modest saturation increase into a switch up can add energy. A short reverb or delay throw at the end of a phrase can create a transition. But keep it measured. Darker DNB loses its power when a bass becomes too much of a sound, design demo and not enough of a groove weapon. And here's another useful reminder. If the bass line feels technically correct but emotionally flat, don't immediately add more effects. First check the note lengths, the silence before the snare, whether the answer note lands slightly late, and whether the phrase repeats too perfectly to cross the bars. Often the solution is not more processing. It's better phrasing. If you want a more menacing feel, lean on restraint. Let the sub say less, not more. Use small harmonic dirt instead of huge distortion. Keep the movement in the mids, not in the low end. Sometimes one octave lift on the final response note is enough to create tension without turning the bass into a lead. So, to wrap this up, the old-school DNB swing bassline is built on a few core ideas. It comes from phrase shape, note length, and timing nudges, not just a groove template. It works because the sub stays mono, simple, and stable. The movement lives in the mid layer, where Reese character and filter motion can add attitude without breaking the floor, and the arrangement stays interesting, because the bass line evolves every 8 bars instead of repeating endlessly. The best bass line here isn't the busiest one. It's the one that makes the drop feel inevitable. Now I want you to put that into practice with the exercise. Build a 16-bar old-school DNB bass line using only Ableton stock devices. Keep the sub mono, keep the mid layer separate, and limit yourself to two rhythmic ideas and one variation. Use just one automation lane. Give yourself a clear moment where the bass leaves space for the snare to hit cleanly. Then do the quick self-check. Mute the drums, bring them back, and ask whether the bass line still feels like it belongs to the break. If it does, you're on the right track. If it feels too busy, too blurry, or too synthetic, simplify it again before touching the sound design. That's how you get from a loop to a proper DNB bass phrase. Nice work. Keep it tight. Keep it swinging and make every note earn its place.